Chapter 25, 1:28 a.m. Chase swam in widening circles for 6 minutes, shouting Rashawn's name, listening, then shouting again, ignoring the pain in his shoulder. He hated to stop looking, but they had to get back to shore or risk drowning themselves. He treaded water and looked at his GPS. Rather than risk having to cross another breach, he decided he'd haul out where the road ended. As he swam toward the shore, he continued to call out for Rashawn. Nicole was exhausted and hoarse from shouting. Rashawn wouldn't be able to hear me from 20 feet away. She spotted Chase's light, which seemed impossibly far away in the dark, rough water. Rashawn! Rashawn! Chase stumbled up on shore, staying low to the ground to keep from getting knocked over by the wind. He shined his headlamp all around, looking for gators, then sat down on the bank to catch his breath. Now that he was still, he could feel the throbbing pain in his shoulder. If he jumped a second later, the entire slab of asphalt might have hit him, knocking him out, or worse, pinning him underwater. He scanned the churning water for Nicole's light and began to panic when he didn't see it. He stood and squinted against the rain, then let out a sigh of relief when he spotted a pinpoint of light much farther away than it should have been. If she's having trouble, the light should be flashing. What is she doing? Thank God you're okay. Chase nearly pitched forward into the water. Rashawn, what are you doing here? She ran forward and threw her big arms around him. Crunching his shoulder, he was so happy to see her, he didn't care. She squeezed him tighter and he grunted in pain. She let go of him. You hurt? What's the matter? Some of the road fell on me when we went in after you, but I'm fine. What happened to you? I really thought I could make it across, but you were right about the wind. It picked me up like I was a goose feather. Then the current sucked me under. I thought for sure I was going to drown. When I finally came up, I had no idea where I was. I just started swimming and climbed out about 100 yards down from here. I hurried back to the breach, which is now huge. When I didn't see you or Nicole, I freaked. I thought you got washed away. Where were you? We jumped in the water after you. We kept calling, but you couldn't hear us up on the road. Where's Nicole? Chase pointed to the water. You mean that tiny light out there? She should be heading in by now, but it doesn't look like she's getting any closer. I'm worried. She's been out there too long. This is all my fault, Rashawn sobbed. If I hadn't tried to jump in, you and... Chase cut her off. If you hadn't tried to jump, one or all of us might have been crushed by the asphalt that got me. We were wasting time talking. You got us moving. Thanks, Chase. It's the truth. Let's go, Nicole. She started toward the water. Chase took her arm and pulled her back. I'm not going to get far with this bum shoulder. And I'm not about to let you get back in the water. We need to stick together. I'll let her know you're safe. Let's get up on the road. They scrambled to the top. It was hard to believe, but the wind seemed to be blowing even harder. They had to get on their knees and hang on to each other to keep from being blown back over the edge into the water. Chase took his headlamp off, switched it to emergency mode, and held it above his head. He hoped Nicole could see the light. He hoped she'd understand that Rashawn was with him. He hoped she had the stamina to make it back to shore against the wind.